We thought this hypothesis, that instead of considering lots of options they would consider only two, was daring. Actually, it was conservative. The commanders did not consider two. In fact, they did not seem to be comparing any options at all. This was disconcerting, and we discovered it at the first background discussion we had with the Fireground commander. Even before the real interviews, we asked the commander to tell us about some difficult decisions he had made. "I don't make decisions," he announced to his startled listeners. "I don't remember when I've ever made a decision." For researchers starting a study of decision-making, this was unhappy news. Even worse, he insisted that Fireground commanders never make decisions. We pressed him further. "Surely there are decisions during a fire. Decisions about whether to call a second alarm, where to send his crews, how to contain the fire." He agreed that there were options, yet it was usually obvious what to do in any given situation. We soon realized that he was defining the making of a decision in the same way as Solberg students, generating a set of options and evaluating them to find the best one. We call this strategy of examining two or more options at the same time, usually by comparing the strengths and weaknesses of each, comparative evaluation. He insisted that he never did it. There just was no time. The structure would burn down by the time he finished listing all the options, let alone evaluating them. Because Solberg's theory was one of my favourites, we kept asking questions about the two-option hypothesis for much of this study. We never found any evidence for it.